Blog Talk Radio.
Auntie Karen?
Yes.
Okay. Hubert?
Hello.
Sister?
Yes.
Okay. Is he Janet?
Yes.
All right. Okay, we have Mom. She's just going to be a listener tonight, guys. Loretta, you want to run the show today?
Okay, I'll go ahead and pick up in Leviticus. And we're in Leviticus 15, which is still speaking on leprosy and ceremonial defilement. And the Lord told Moses and Aaron to give the people of Israel these further instructions. Any man who has a Gentile discharge is ceremonial defiled. This applies not only while the discharge is active, but also for a time after it heals. Any bed he lies on, anything he sits on is contaminated. So anyone touching a man's bed is ceremonial defiled until evening and must wash his clothes and bathe himself. Anyone sitting on the seat where the man has sat upon is unclean until evening and must wash his clothes and bathe. The same instruction applies to anyone touching him or anyone he spits on is ceremonial unclean and must be washed and clothed and bathed himself. Any saddle he rides on defiled, anyone touching or carrying anything else that was beneath this shall be defiled until evening and must wash his clothes and bathe himself. If the defiled man touches anyone without first rinsing his hand, that person must wash his clothes and bathe himself and be defiled until evening. An earthly pot touched by the defiled man must be broken, and every other defiled man must be broken, and the wooden utensil must be rinsed in water. When the discharge stops, he shall begin a 7-day cleansing ceremony by washing his clothes and bathing in running water. On the 8th day, he shall take 2 turtle doves or 2 young pigeons and come before the Lord at the entrance of the tabernacle and give them to the priest, and the priest shall sacrifice them, one for sin and one for burnt offering. Thus the priest shall make atonement before the Lord for the man because of his discharge. Whenever a man's semen goes out from him, he shall take a complete bath and be unclean until the evening. Any clothing or bedding and semen spilled on must be washed and remain ceremonial defiled until evening. After sexual intercourse, the woman as well as the man must bathe, and they are ceremonial defiled until the next. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Any new callers?
Yes, we have Auntie Betty.
Yeah, I'm Auntie Betty.
Hello? Are you just going to be listening?
Yes.
Okay.
Amen, amen. Well, good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
I pray that everyone had a good Valentine's Day. And for it, this is a day that the Lord has made as well. So let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.
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 Welcome to the Nellens Family Weekly Prayer Service. We pray that you all brought some good news to share. If not, just say pass. Now, if everyone would bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line, please.
As children of God, He loves us so much. His love will never leave us, no matter how you feel, how many mistakes you make, or what others may say. God loves you and wants you to know Him. May you know God is love today and every day. May His great love bring you peace and joy. I'm going to read out of Isaiah 25:1. Lord, you are my God. I will exalt you and praise your name. For in perfect faithfulness, you have done wonderful things, things planned long ago. Amen.
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 Loretta?
Yes, you want me to lead the meeting?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, no problem. Okay, we get started in our program, and I will start with Auntie Janet. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I would like to share from Praying the Lord's Prayer, a potion. I cannot say hour, unless I am aware that I am not alone in the presence of God, but united with God the Son and God the Holy Spirit. I cannot say hour if I am shut up to the circle of my own concern and interest and refuse to listen to the voices of my brothers and sisters in the family of God's whole wide world. I cannot say Father apart from the Saviorhood of Jesus Christ and acceptance in Him as God's Son, and apart from the inner witness of the Holy Spirit of adoption. I cannot say which art in heaven without realizing that I live on earth where the focus of rebellion to the will of God is heated up. I cannot say, hallowed be thy name, unless I am prepared to take action in specific situations that dishonors the name of God in my life, in my home, or in my nation. I cannot say, thy kingdom come, unless I am ready to fight the enemies of God's kingdom and to go to the lands where God's kingdom still need to come. I cannot say that will be done if there are any reservations in my heart concerning God's will in my life. I cannot say on earth as it is in heaven if I am not prepared to sacrifice anything in my heart and life that is hindered or that is tainted by the Holy Spirit in this world O Lord, our God, let your kingdom come and let your will be done in the lives of your children as it is here and as it is in heaven, Lord God. Let it be here on earth. In Jesus' name, Lord, we pray. Amen and amen.
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 Feta?
Uh-huh.
We have two more callers that done. Auntie Marie and Auntie Dot.
Yes.
Auntie Marie and Auntie Dot.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome. Okay, let's see. I'll move right on. I want to thank you, Auntie Janet, for the reading of the Lord's Prayer. And I will move on to, amen, hallelujah. Auntie Carrie, any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes. I'm reading from the Turning Point by Dr. David Jeremiah. Things about God love. God is love. The truth is not only that God love, it is that God is love. 1 John 4:8-16. Everything God does is loving. He constantly choose to reflect who he is for the good of those impacted by his redemption plan and purpose. You are never loved by God. God loved you before you were born. I'm in a room with a dim light, y'all. Forgive me. God's love for you is eternal. He loved you before you were born. Loving snapped you in your mother's womb. You were fearfully and wonderfully made by God of love, who ordained your days before you were even came into pass. Psalm 139:13-16. You were loved from the very beginning by the eternal God of love. God carved his love in the stone. Like a loving father who wants the best for his children, God set boundaries to keep his children safe. Abundant life is about what not to do as much as it is about what to do. Exodus 20:1-17. And in Matthew 5:17-20, God's law and statute are infused with his love. Every commandment is an expression of his love for us. God's love never quits. God is eternal. Deuteronomy 33:27. And God is love. Therefore, God's love is eternal. There is no beginning and no ending of God and his love. Nothing can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. Romans 8:35-39. Regardless of how unloving life circumstances may seem, God's children is constantly enveloped by his love. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Man, thank you for that reading, Auntie Carrie, out of the Turning Point. We're going to move on to Hubert. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Okay.
Okay, all right. Auntie Marie, any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
I pass.
Angela? Who else said they passed?
I did.
Who is that?
Auntie Marie.
Who is that? Auntie Marie. Okay. All right. Angela, any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Sure.
The title of my reading is You Have a Future, and it's bright. Live holy. Holiness is not a church. It is a way of life. Let your life shine. Your praise does not depend on your location. Keep calling on the Lord. He will hear you after a while. Keep hope alive. Trouble don't last always. When you are restored, don't let nothing get in your way. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Angela. Let's see here. Sister Shirley, any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I will be coming from Psalm 1. Blessed is the man who walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he does shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Amen.
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 The Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Sister Shirley. And I will go next. And my reading is out of the Daily Bread. And the title is Desperate for Answer, the reading out of Deuteronomy 18. It goes on to say the ancient Israelite was desperate to know their future, and God knew that they'd be tempted to consult ungodly sources for answers. So he warned them to stay away from mediums and those who contact the dead. God knew that these practices would prevent ancient Israel from being a holy, set-apart people who would be a blessing to all nations. The future for Israel was determined by their faithfulness to God's covenant, not the words of soothsayers and psychics. Reliance on these evil practices indicate a failure to trust the Lord with their lives. When you are desperate for information about your future, turn to the Sovereign God of Heaven. He is the only one who holds the answer you seek. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Okay, Auntie Dot, any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm going to read Psalm 100.
Amen.
Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us and not ourselves. We are his people. And the sheep are his pastor. Enter into the gate with thanksgiving, and into the courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and the truth endures all generations. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot. And that takes us to the part of our program where we pray for our sick and shut-in. And before I get started into the actual prayer, my brother Daniel lost his childhood friend, Mitch Harrell, who whom has gone on to be with the Lord, and our prayer goes out to their family. Amen.
Amen.
May everyone bow their head for the sick and shut in, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for all that you do for Uncle Oliver, Uncle Dave, Uncle Willie, Uncle Champ, for my mother May, my brother Hubert and Daniel Lowe, the Verna family, the Dix family, the Williams family, Carlos and the Wells family, the Rossiter family, the Boyers family, the Simmons family, Sister Shirley and family, the Moody family, Pam, Mary Ann and family, Brian, Miss D, Tony, Eric, Ruth Edwards, the Hurds family, Jesse and Doretha Verner, Auntie Marie, Auntie Carrie, Auntie Betty, Dwight and family, Gary and family, Marilyn and family, Aline Holiday, Malachi, DeMarcus, Reverend Allen and family, Lenny and family, Desert Kendrick, Rochelle Bessler, and anyone else that we are not aware of, but stand in the need of a prayer. Father God, we thank you for the love that you show us daily. Father God, we ask that you lift us up in a mighty way so that others may see the goodness of you working in us, through us, and with us in Jesus Christ's holy name. Father God, we plead the blood of Jesus over our sick and shut-ins from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet for complete healing in the mighty name of Jesus. Let everyone say amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay, we reached a part of our program where we honor birthdays, and I'm looking at the week of February the 19th through the 25th of February. Any birthdays?
My granddaughter Kayla, the 22nd.
Amen. Happy birthday, Kayla.
My grandson Tremar is on the 22nd as well.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Auntie Betty, is Christopher Demons on the 21st?
Yes.
Okay. That's all I have, Loretta.
Man. Okay, all right. Let's see here. Sister Shirley, would you do us the honor and singing the birthday song tonight? Did she pass?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. May God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Happy birthday. Birthday and many, many more. Amen, amen.
Yeah.
Thank you for that beautiful song, Sister Shirley. Amen, amen. Okay, we have reached a part of our program where we share what's on our hearts, whether it be a praise report, testimony, poem or song, or more Bible verses. And I will start out with... Let's see, Auntie Dot.
I pass.
Okay, all right. I'll start with Sister Shirley.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to do one verse of the Negro National Anthem. Lift every voice and sing till earth and heaven ring. Ring with the harmonies of liberty. Let our rejoicing rise high as the listening skies. let it resound loud as the rolling sea. Sing a song full of the faith that the dark past has taught us. Sing a song full of the hope that the present has brought us. Facing the rising sun of our new day begun, let us march on till victory is won. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Sister Shirley. Let's see here. Auntie Janet, any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
I would like to share from Praise of Black Americans this little poem by Harriet Tubman.
Amen.
It says, my people came to me and said, Harriet Tubman, lift up your head. It's time, they said, we live like men. It's time we stood up straight again. Tired of tears and bitter bread. Time we shine, the last said. I raised my head and said to them, brothers, it's a hard thing to be men. This we know, they said to me, but we will not live in slavery. We will not live in slavery. We will not live in slavery. Again, we will not live in slavery. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Janet. Let's see here. I will go next, and I'm coming out of Joel Osteen, and the title is Filter Your Thoughts. Did you know that what you think determines the direction or quality of your life? The Bible encourages us to think on things that are pure, wholesome, and of good report, Philippians 4. In order to think on the right things, it is important that you filter what you watch, what you read, and what you listen to. Don't let the enemy slowly deceive you into lowering your standards and desensitizing you to what is good and pure. Don't let him have a single opportunity to pull you down by watching or being involved in things that are questionable. Remember, you are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Fill your thoughts with the promises of God found in his word, promises of peace, promises of joy and freedom, promises of safety, deliverance, and provision, promises of a future and a hope that are being found through Jesus Christ. As you fill your thoughts with Jesus, with God's word, victory will come alive in every area of your life. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Beautiful. Praise the Lord.
Mm.
Okay, let's see here. Auntie Carrie, any praise reports, testimony, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
I'm going to read a small prayer from the Best Love Bible Prayers. Grant me, O Lord, my God, a mind to know you, a heart to seek you, wisdom to find you, conduct pleasing to you, faith in preserving and waiting for you, and hope of finally embracing you. Amen.
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 Lord.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Carrie. Let's see here. Angela, any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
I would like to share a poem. This I right now. Okay.
God, I want to thank you for what you have already done. I am not going to wait until I see results or receive rewards. I am thanking you right now. I'm not going to wait until I feel better or things look better. I am thanking you right now. I am not going to wait until people say they are sorry or until they stop talking about me. I am thanking you right now. I am not going to wait until the pain in my body disappears. I am thanking you right now. I am not going to wait until my financial situation improves. I am going to thank you right now. I am not going to wait until the children are asleep and the house is quiet. I am going to thank you right now. I am not going to wait until I get promoted at work or until I get the job. I am going to thank you right now. I'm not going to wait until I understand every experience in my life that has caused me pain or grief. I am thanking you right now. I am not going to wait until the journey gets easier or the challenges are removed. I am thanking you right now. I am thanking you because I am alive. I am thanking you because I made it through the day's difficulties. I am thanking you because I have walked around the obstacles. I am thanking you because I have the ability and the opportunity to do more and do better. I'm thanking you because, Father, you haven't given up on me. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that poem, Angela. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Thanks,
Lord. Okay, that concludes the part of our program for praise and testimony, poem or song. Is there anything anyone would like to share before Angela come to us with the closing prayer?
Yes, I have something I would like to share.
Amen. Well,
I'd like to thank you for the Nellon family hour of prayer. But through our prayers and our communion together, we have been a healer, a protector, a provider, and a great God. He watches over us. I have to thank God for that. He's been watching over us all our lives. And I'd like to say I had a safe trip back to Atlanta, and I'd like for you all to continue to pray for me and my case situation with the law up in Cincinnati. Thank you very much, and y'all have an impossible day.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing that with us, Hubert. Okay, is there anything anyone else would like to share before we go into the closing prayer? Amen. 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 Hallelujah.
Okay. You bow your heads. Give thanks to the Lord Almighty, for the Lord is good. His love endures forever. God yearns for an acceptable sacrifice. He wants us to love him freely and gladly with an open heart. Every day is a day of thanks. God's been so good to us. Every day he's blessing us. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. So let's take the time to glorify the Lord today. God, no one can take us from your hand. We come to your loving embrace. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thanking you right now. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Okay, well, that concludes our program for tonight. The Nellon's family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us, and we pray that there was something shared that will help you through your busy week. And Father God, we ask that you continue to bless our president and everyone that is in the White House, for we ask that you lead and guide them in Jesus' name. And Father God, we promise to put on our full suit of armor this week to protect us from our enemy. Remember to put God first in all that you do, and he will direct your path. Father God, we ask that you continue to bless America and other nations. In Jesus Christ's holy name, remember, God loves you, and so do we. May everyone have a blessed week. We love you. Good night.
Love you.
Good night.
Don't work.